With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports with Guys in the Know.
Now here's a piece of information that is interesting.
It's time for Baskin and Phelps on Cleveland Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
So I went down into the little store downstairs.
Oh, I had the same experience. Keep going.
I walked over to the milk carton that was there. I was going to buy some milk for you.
Oh, yeah?
The Browns running game was on the side of it.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin.
It was a straight barbershop conversation down there about 20 minutes ago when I went to go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was a lot of yelling and screaming. Much like really? I think the next 4 hours of this therapy is going to be like.
Yep. All kinds of things we can talk about around yesterday's loss in Pittsburgh to the Steelers. You want to go bigger picture? Remember, I wasn't going to get on that playoff train until the Browns got to 500. I don't think I'm going to need to get on that train anytime soon. 5 wins, 7 losses now. It did not go well yesterday. No Ben Roethlisberger, no James Conner, no Juju Smith-Schuster, no Marquise Pouncey, no win for the Browns. I don't quite get it. I don't understand how you give up 20 straight points. I'm not blaming just the offense. I'm blaming the defense, blaming the coaching staff. Yesterday was a game I thought they would go and win. That, to me, was a statement game. All right, you go take care of a team that's not very good right now. That said, the Steelers they've played really well with adversity. They've won 6 of their last 7 games. Congratulations to them. They're getting it done. They're getting it done with injuries, with everything else, and they're getting it done. The only loss was to the Browns at First Energy Stadium. Good
so,
for them.
All right, but just be prepared for this, especially because we sit here. The Browns could end up back at 7-7. They've got a chance to go back there. I'm not trying to be an optimist today because I am not anywhere near
being an optimist. Wait a minute. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Right.
Are you thinking 500 or are you thinking, you're not thinking P word, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. No,
all right.
I'd be honest with you. I mean, after Denver, I was real hesitant and everything, but you know, the opportunity was still there.
Yeah.
And it was very strong there. I'm just saying beware, because if the Browns end up 7-7, you're going to start thinking, well, Pittsburgh's got, well, they'll have the Jets. That's not going to happen. But they'll have the Bills. What do they have? They're the Cardinals, Bills, Jets, and Ravens. Not that I care, because I don't. I mean, we can't beat a team that's got a fifth-string quarterback playing twice this season. So it is what it is in that aspect. I mean, the playoffs, if you were sitting around really thinking they were going to make the playoffs, you were an optimist, and I've got a little bit of that in me, too.
They had a shot to run the table.
Yeah, and you would think that yesterday was a game they should have won, could have won, but they're not. They're not there. They're not ready. Your head coach is not ready. Your quarterback is not ready. And let me take this back. I'm not accusing you. Our quarterback is not ready. He's worried about things that he shouldn't be worried about. Just go play football, please. Can he go play football? You're more worried about Tony Grossi in the press conference than you are about the game. And I'm listening to the press conference. Let it go. And if you're going to get out there and say, do your job, did you do your job? I think a quarterback who's mature and is understanding the game and is understanding what's going on starts with, I didn't do my job. Our head coach should have said, I didn't do my job. Enough of this, you know, do your job stuff as far as three sides of the football. That's true. And we get it. But I got to tell you, as a fan of this team, as a fan of this organization, through thick and thin, can somebody stand up and take some responsibility when you choke the all-time choke yesterday against the Steelers? That was a massive choke yesterday. that should not have happened.
Why do you
and
say
how about
choked?
Somebody
just because
they should have won that game
okay.
yesterday?
I agree.
What we
you.
Have on paper offensively, now I understand. I mean, we had a play where a player ran into a heater on the sidelines.
Those things get in the way, though. They're pesky.
I understand the injuries, but let's start these press conferences now with, you know what? That was unacceptable. And I know we sit around and we say, do our job. We all need to do our job. Guess what? My name is Baker Mayfield, and I didn't do my job today. And if I'm a leader, that's where it starts. But instead, he's worried about Tony Grossi and other beat writers and everybody else that gets under his skin or gets mad. Damn it, I want this kid to be a good quarterback. And he constantly lets us down right now. And it's about growing up. Everybody on that team needs to grow up. Who are the leaders on this team? One of the guys we thought was a leader missed practice and ended up staying home. Is anybody mad?
According to some reports.
Okay, yeah, according to some reports. I'll give you that too. Is anybody mad? Hey, Freddie, step out there and say, you know what? We sucked today. We sucked. It's my responsibility. And I'm not going to sit here and ho-hum the Steeler game like it's some nothing game. It wasn't. I listened to that postgame yesterday. I was frustrated by the way the team played. Jarvis Landry showed up yesterday. There were some guys that showed up yesterday, but there aren't enough. And we lack discipline. We lack creativity. We've got a running back that's averaging 6 yards a carry, and we can't get him the ball because we're so worried about passing. And we got one of the best wide receivers in the game, and we can't get him the ball.
At least where he can do anything with it.
It's ridiculous. Stand up and say, do your job, and it starts with me. I didn't do my job today. And then I'll have some respect for you. We've got a long way to go. A long way to go.
Who did do their job yesterday? Seriously, who did? I thought Jarvis Landry played well.
I thought Jarvis played well. Kareem Hunt played well.
Kareem played
I would have
well.
Liked to have seen our running backs. Nick played well.
Limited. Nick played fine.
I'd like to see them get the ball more often. But all of a sudden, we fall in love with, I got to pass. You have two of the best running backs in the game. Let's put them on the bench for the second half.
You ready for this?
Am I the only one frustrated today?
No, I don't think you are. 6 carries for the Browns in the second half, right? That was it. 6 running plays. And I did the math yesterday when we were doing the postgame show. They only had 6 carries in the second half. But I thought, let me go back and take a little closer look at this. And here it was. The Browns had 5 possessions in the second half. Okay? And now I would understand this if the passing game were really working. The Browns had 5 possessions in the second half. Chubb had 5 carries on the first one of those possessions. Browns were down by a touchdown at the time. Okay, you're down a touchdown, right? You can run the ball, right?
Right.
After that, Chubb had a carry on the first play of the second drive of the second half. Browns were down by 10 at that point. Steelers had gone up 20-10, 20 unanswered points. Chubb had a carry on the first play of the second drive with 13:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Now, time of possession was terrible in the second half. So Nick had a carry at 13:42. Of the fourth quarter, and the Browns did not run the ball the rest of the game. The final 13:42 did not run the ball the rest of the game. Now, that said, if the passing game's working, that's fine, right? Except for this. After the last running play of the game by the Browns, in the final 13:42 of the game, Baker Mayfield was 5 of 11 for 68 yards, 3 sacks. 1 interception. The completions, and this caught me a little bit even more so. So after they quit running the ball, the passing game wasn't very good. 5 of 11 for 68 yards and 3 sacks. The completions were to Odell for 19 yards.
Okay.
To Nick Chubb for 21 yards, so they did get Nick the ball. And for Demetrius Harris for 23 yards on 3 consecutive plays. After that, nothing. And then there were 2 completions to later on to Kareem Hunt for 0 and 5 yards. So in the final 13:42, there was 1 completion to a wide receiver.
That's great.
Final 13-42, one completion to a wide receiver. What is the strength of the passing game? So in other words, you got the ball to your four best playmakers, Odell, Jarvis, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, three times in the final 13-42. They touched the ball three times. Jarvis, Odell, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, three times in the final 13-42.
Can I also bring this up?
Yep.
If you think your quarterback was hurt at all,
why are you not running the ball a little bit more?
Why are you not running the ball?
Andy, at least to mix it up. Mix it up, keep the defense off balance. Steelers had three sacks. Why? They're coming after you. How about a draw play? We ever heard of a draw play? Mix one in once in a while.
Do you not have a headache after watching this team?
Well,
they give me a headache.
It's frustrating.
This team gives me a headache because I believe in these guys. It is just wrong. They're thinking in the wrong direction. Sometimes trying to do too much. Getting the ball in the right places.
Yep.
Now, granted, let's not belittle what Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh came back and won the game. They were losing 10-0. They never quit. We got out coached. Sucks, but we did. We got out coached yesterday. Again, for a second time.
Got out everything yesterday.
We did. It's so frustrating. And it's frustrating for us. You know why? Because the players in this movie constantly change. You know what doesn't change? Us, Browns fans. We've had owners change. We've had general managers change. God knows how many quarterbacks we've had. And the reason we're frustrated is because we're the only consistent thing in the Browns organization. We are the lemmings that buy in every week and believe that this team can get us back.
Lemmings.
Get us back to somewhere where we almost were a long, long time ago. We're not. We keep jumping off the cliff every Sunday. And then we get a three-game winning streak.
The lemmings.
And all of a sudden, we believe we're back, baby. Ooh, everything's back.
Oh, boy.
Let me go shave my half a beard today. Let me go have half a mustache today.
You're down by 10 points.
Let me go have a beard and three quarters of a mustache. How about let's just come out, look clean, and go play a game?
You're down by 10 points. And your top four playmakers touched the ball three times in the final 13-42. 216-578-0092 is the number to join us. That said, we're going to get into Freddie Kitchens a little bit later on in the show. We want your reaction to this. What did yesterday's loss leave you thinking, Browns fans? Because there's so many different ways we can go with this. I'm just kind of wondering right now, what did it leave you thinking? Because certainly the playoffs, it's not happening this year.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.